Chapter 3. Robin Hood Meets Little John. Robin Hood and his group of merry men spent the summer hunting in Sherwood Forest. They robbed rich travelers and gave the money to the poor. Their fame grew, and other men joined the group until they numbered almost 90. The Sheriff of Nottingham tried to catch them, but he could not find their camp, nor could he trap them. One day, Robin decided to travel to Nottingham to look around. He picked up his bow and told his men, "Wait here within earshot of my bugle call." Robin knew a shortcut through the woods that led to a small stream. There was a large log that lay over it. Robin jumped up on the log and started to cross. At the same time, a tall, wide man came out of the trees on the other side. Robin was used to giving orders, so he quickly said, "Make way, stranger! I will cross first." The other man was easily taller than Robin by a full head.
"No,"
he said.
"I will only give way to a better man than myself."
The stranger was armed only with a thick, long oak staff. Robin got very angry. He jumped off the log and cut a branch off an oak tree. As soon as he jumped back up on the log, Robin and the stranger swung their staffs at each other. For a solid half an hour, they fought. Neither one wanted to be the first to say enough. Finally, the big man landed a lucky shot. At that moment, Robin saw more stars than there were in the night sky. He fell dazed and limp into the stream. The stranger laughed and offered the end of his staff to Robin.
"Here, pull yourself out with this,"
he said. Robin grabbed the staff, and the stranger pulled him over to the bank of the stream. He rubbed his sore head and then blew three long, loud notes. Then 20 of Robin's merry men came out from the trees. Will Stutely said,
"Well now, what is this? Robin, you are soaking wet."
"This big fellow on the log put me in the stream with his staff," Robin replied. "But our fight was a fair one, and I accept the defeat."
"You fight better than any man I have come against,"
said the stranger.
"I would like to know your name."
"Well," said Robin, "my men and even the Sheriff of Nottingham call me Robin Hood."
"If that's so, then I am sorry I beat you,"
said the stranger.
"My name is John Little, and I came to Sherwood to join your merry men."
"I would be glad to have your staff fighting for me instead of against me," replied Robin. The men laughed at this, and Will had an idea. He loved a good joke, so he said,
"You must take a new name to join us. I suggest we call you Little John."
Then the men laughed louder, and so did Little John. He was pleased to join the merry men. He proved himself to be such a strong and loyal fighter that he became Robin's second in command. One day, Little John did not return to camp. Robin Hood became uneasy. He thought that the sheriff's men might have caught him. "I must go to Nottingham, my men," he said. "Perhaps the sheriff can tell me what happened to Little John." Robin Hood went through the woods. Before stepping out of the trees, he saw a butcher's wagon coming from within Sherwood and going toward Nottingham. "Good morning, friend," called out Robin Hood. "I offer you a trade. How about if I give you 10 gold pieces for your horse, cart, and all your meat? Today, I want to be a butcher and sell meat in Nottingham."
"That would be a fair price,"
said the butcher.
"In fact, 10 gold pieces is too much."
"Then give me your clothes too," said Robin. In the market, Robin acted very foolishly. He called out, "Get your meat here! Steaks for 10 pennies! A kiss is as good as a penny!" many people crowded around Robin's wagon. Other butchers became suspicious of Robin, but they decided to invite Robin to join their guild.
"We are invited to the sheriff's house this evening,"
said the leader.
"Come with us if you would join our guild."
Robin gladly accepted, and that evening he went with the rest of the butchers to the sheriff's house. When they arrived, a couple of butchers whispered to the sheriff.
"This new butcher sold all his meat too cheaply,"
they said.
"Maybe he inherited a lot of money from his father and doesn't know what to do with it."
The sheriff wondered if he could somehow make money from the foolish butcher. So he invited Robin to sit next to him. Robin was in a lively mood. He said to the sheriff, "I have 500 horned animals, but I cannot find someone to buy them." The sheriff thought Robin meant cows when he said horned animals. He thought to himself that maybe he could buy this foolish butcher's cows for a very small price.
"Perhaps I might be interested in buying a few cows from you,"
said the sheriff. "You could come by tomorrow and have a look at them," said Robin. "I cannot bring them to town because they are scattered here and there, but they are only a half day's ride through the southern part of Sherwood."
"I would be most happy to come and look at your animals,"
said the sheriff greedily. At that moment, Robin looked up and saw Little John coming into the room. He was wearing the uniform of one of the sheriff's men. For a second, Robin wondered if Little John was a traitor. Then he remembered that Little John was the most loyal man he had ever met. Little John also saw Robin. He did not speak but moved closer to Robin's chair. When the others were singing loudly, he leaned over and said,
"Meet me in the kitchen at midnight."
Robin nodded but did not speak. He pretended to sing along with the others. Soon the party ended, with many drunken butchers and the sheriff's men passed out in chairs and on the floor. The house was quiet, and no one saw Robin going to the kitchen at midnight. Before we continue this story, let's now learn how Little John became one of the sheriff's men.